A new report shows Alaska would see a big economic boost if the state decides to accept federal dollars to expand the Medicaid program. But Governor Parnell has expressed serious reservations about that expansion. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The study from Northern Economics was commissioned by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. It shows that every dollar the state spends on expanding Medicaid would generate $15 from the federal government. It estimates 4,000 new jobs would be created by 2017. Andy Tuber is president of ANTHC. He thinks the report makes the case in favor of the Medicaid expansion.
I think that we join with our partners in healthcare across the state in conveying that this is an opportunity that we believe would be too good to pass up.
The Affordable Care Act allows states to offer Medicaid coverage to more residents starting in 2014. The federal government will cover 100% of the cost of the expansion for the first 3 years and gradually transition to 90% by 2020. But states can opt out of the expansion. 10 states with Republican governors have already done that. Governor Parnell hasn't yet decided. Tuber says increasing the number of Alaskans eligible for Medicaid would have a big impact on the population the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium serves. He says the expansion would allow an estimated 17,000 Alaska Natives in the state to get Medicaid coverage.
Most of those individuals are already being served, but they're uninsured, and so they're drawing on very constrained and limited resources within the system in order to provide that service. So this would certainly allow us to create a more robust and accessible healthcare model, not just here in the urban centers, but across rural Alaska.
The Parnell administration has commissioned its own study on the impact of the Medicaid expansion. It's in draft form, but hasn't been released yet. Even before he's seen the report, though, Parnell is raising serious concerns about expanding Medicaid. He says it may sound like a good thing, with the federal government picking up so much of the tab, but he worries the government will reduce the generous matching amount.
My concern is that we would accept expanded costs in a larger program at a time when the federal government doesn't even know whether it can meet the existing obligations it has. That's something that is in the forefront of my mind as oil production continues to decline, as our state revenues decline with that declining production and declining price.
Early this month, Arizona Republican Governor Jan Brewer announced a solution to the problem Parnell raises. She wants to accept the Medicaid expansion, but include what she calls a circuit breaker that would reduce enrollment if the federal government decreased reimbursement rates. In the past, Brewer has been an outspoken critic of the healthcare law. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.